上我们讲到了智慧可以保护我们。
So last week we saw that wisdom can protect us.
它不但可以使我们的生活很顺利。
Not only can it let our lives go more smoothly.
让我们与人交往的当中呢，会有一个非常好的一个关系。
It allows us to have better relationships with people around us, better interactions.
更重要的是呢，我们有智慧呢，可以不得罪上帝，不致灭亡。
More importantly, though, with wisdom, we can not offend God. We can know how not to offend God and escape His wrath.
可以使我们不被上帝审判。
So that we won't be judged, condemned by God.
所以这个才是真正重要的。
That's the most important thing about wisdom.
好了，那么我们看，智慧可以向我们保护我们。第一个是什么？
So what's the first thing that wisdom can protect us from?
那我们都知道，箴言书是一个爸爸，他爸爸是个国王，在教导他的儿子。
So Proverbs is written by a father who's a king, and he's teaching his son.
所以好了，有这个智慧可以保护我们。
This wisdom can protect us.
我们看第一个可以保护我们什么。
Let's see the first thing that it can protect us from.
So you will be delivered from the proven woman, from the actress with her smooth words. She will not be torn in
two. 好，谢谢。我要记住哈，这是一个。老王
Let's keep in mind that the father is an old king.
他在教导他的儿子
He's teaching his son.
他的儿子是王子，即将成为王。
His son is the prince who is to become the king later on.
前面他告诉他，智慧可以保护你。
Early on, he tells the son that wisdom can protect him.
那么这里就告诉他说，智慧要救你脱离淫妇。
Verse 16, it says, "You will be delivered from the forbidden woman."
就是那油嘴滑舌的外女。
From the adulteress with her smooth words.
我们都知道皇上什么最多，皇帝什么最多？皇帝什么东西最多？除了钱多之外。
Other than wealth, what do kings have in abundance?
他的太太很多。
Wives.
是不是？大卫有很多。
David had a lot.
所罗门有很多。
Solomon had a lot.
康熙有很多，乾隆有很多。
Chinese guy had a lot.
Chinese king, huh? Not everybody.
King. the emperor.
所以呢，他首先要教导这个王，要救你脱离淫妇。
So the first thing that he teaches his son is that wisdom can deliver him from.
我们看过中国的小说哈，历史。
If we look in
历史
in history,
我们看到外国的历史
Chinese and other,
有很多的政权被推翻了，因为什么呢？因为那皇后。
A lot of regimes were overturned because of the queen.
这我们都知道的。所以呢，不是说这个皇帝不可以娶老婆的。
It's not that the king shouldn't get a wife.
但是呢，你不要娶那些淫妇和外女。
But that rather he shouldn't marry a forbidden woman or an adulteress.
但是呢，你必须认出来什么样的女的是淫妇，什么样的女人是外女。
But you need to be able to recognize who is this forbidden woman and who is an adulteress.
我们必须认出来的。所以呢，我们看这里边的外女的意思是什么呢？
So here the meaning of forbidden woman is
是什么？就是你不认识的。
You don't know her.
你不了解她。
You don't understand her.
但是你从外边看她，哟，很漂亮。
But from the outside, you may think, oh, she's so beautiful.
啊，她讲话讲得很甜呢。
Oh, her words are so sweet.
所以你就喜欢她。
So you like her a lot.
也就是说，你从外表来判断这个女人，哇，很甜呐，很好。
So someone that you judge to be very sweet, very good outwardly.
那么，这个王是这个男人。
The man
是如何去判断这个女人呢
？How can the man discern what kind of woman this is?
他爸爸告诉他，你不要从外表去看她。
The father tells him, don't make this judgment based on her appearance.
你不要从外表去看她，而是要看她内在的本质。
But rather, you need to look into her inner character.
这里说她油嘴滑舌。
Here it says she has smooth words.
哎呀，每天夸你，哦，帅哥。
Every day she might flatter you. Oh, you're so 帅。
啊，你觉得，哎呦，我很帅。
And you might, you know, be flattered by that.
所以这样的来不断的吹捧你，献媚你。圣经告诉我们，这样的人嘴舌头好像往下滴蜜糖一样。
The Bible has this expression of a dripping honey from the mouth.
所以这个意思就是说，他讲话会献媚你，会讨你喜欢，会吹捧你。
This means that her words really are.Her words are very flattering and they really please you.
让你觉得非常的喜欢，对。
They make
让你觉得非常喜欢。
They make you feel really good.
实际上你就被她骗了。
But really, she's deceiving you.
这里讲到了淫妇。
Because here it says she's an adulteress.
淫妇和外女是同一个意思。
Here, forbidden woman and adulteress mean the same thing.
就是你要问你不认识她。
You don't know her.
你也没办法去认识她。
You don't really have any way of knowing her.
你单凭她的外表去知道她，哎，觉得感觉不错。
Maybe you just think she seems very good just based on her outward appearance.
这是一个陷阱啊。
It's a trap.
所以无论在这里边的男孩子也好，女孩子也好，你都记住了，无论是男孩子、女孩子，当她油嘴滑舌的时候，你都要小心。
For both men and women, Whenever you see someone who is of smooth words, you have to be careful.
所以女孩子也一样，女孩最喜欢别人吹捧她。
Same thing with girls. Girls love it when others praise them and flatter them.
啊，你很漂亮。
Oh, you're so pretty.
啊，你很好。
You're so great.
讲这样的话的人，你要非常小心。
You have to be very careful around people who speak like that.
因为他在骗你。
Because they're deceiving you.
所以要小心哈。所以这个老王告诉这个王子。你要小心这样的女人。
So the king is telling his son, the prince, to be careful when it comes to women like this.
这里讲到了第一个这样的人的特点，就是油嘴滑舌。
The first characteristic that is mentioned here about such people is that she has smooth words.
喜欢讲谎言来取悦于你。
She tells lies to please you.
这是第一个特点哈。所以遇到这样的人，成天追在你后边吹捧你的人，你要小心的。
So if you have someone who's justfollowing you all day and flattering you, you have to be careful.
好，我们看他的第二个特点。
The second trait.
好了，这里头这样的人呢，这样的女人有第二个特点，说她离弃幼年的配偶。
Verse 17, we see the second characteristic of this woman. She forsakes the companion of her youth.
忘记了神的盟约。
Forgets the covenant of her God.
所以年轻人记住了，婚姻。
So young people remember that marriage.
婚姻当举行婚礼的时候
，when you're getting married，
或者说你到政府去登记说要结婚的时候
，or when you get a marriage certificate or license，
实际上你是有一个盟约的。
It's a covenant.
而这个盟约呢，不是你和你男朋友之，不单单是你和你男朋友之间的盟约。
Not only is it a covenant between you and your fiance.
这也是你在上帝的面前所立的盟约。
It's a covenant that you make before God.
你是在上帝的面前说，哎呀，我愿意娶她为我的太太。
You are saying in front of God that you would like to marry this person.
我愿意嫁给这个男人做我的丈夫。
I want this person as my wife. I want this person as my husband.
所以这是一个盟约。
It's a covenant.
而这里讲到的说什么呢？幼年的配偶。
And here, the companion of her youth.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
就是她第一个
her first husband.
在神的眼里，婚姻的盟约只有一次。婚姻在神的眼里，婚姻的盟约只有一次。
In God's eyes, the covenant of marriage is only made once.
只有一次。
Once.
但是，除非有一方把这个婚约给破坏掉了
，unless one party breaks this covenant,
你才可以有第二次。
That's when you can do it again.
否则在神的眼里只有一次。
In all other cases, in God's eyes, it only happens once.
所以这样的女人是什么样的人呢？这样的油嘴滑舌的女人呢？她们是轻看了在上帝面前的这个盟约的人。
So what does this mean for the woman? It means that she does not take this covenant that she's taken before God seriously.
所以她能够离弃她幼年的配偶，她也能同样的离弃你。
So if she's left the companion of her youth, she could just as well leave you, the prince.
她能 忘记了与神之间的盟约，那他同样也会忘记与你之间的盟约。
She's able to forget a covenant that she's made before God. She's just as likely to forget a covenant that she's made to you.
换句话说，这样的人是不可信任的。
In other words, such a person is not trustworthy.
他不守他的信用。
She doesn't keep her word.
Promise.
Promise. Oath. Vow.
这样的人在神的面前的盟约他都敢破坏了。
She even dares to break a covenant that she's made before God.
所以你就知道了，你和他之间进行这场婚盟呢，是你不能信任他的。
She's not trustworthy and you can't marry her.
也就是说他把婚姻当作一个儿戏。
She takes marriage very lightly as nothing.
所以你从他前面油嘴滑舌你就看得出来，他根本不是非常的认真的来对待婚姻关系。
You can just tell by the way she speaks with her smooth words that her attitude with regards to marriage is not serious.
换句话说，他前面无论如何讲那么多少的好听的话。
In other words, no matter how nice, pleasant, sweet her words are,
你都不能信任她。
You cannot believe her.
所以年轻的孩子们。
So, young people.
当你们在交男女朋友的时候，
when you're dating,
你要谨慎你所说的一切的话。
You have to be very careful of what you say, very mindful.
不要随便说。
Don't just speak carelessly.
免得你会破坏你的誓言。
Because you don't want to break your oath.
你说我就瞎说的。
You can say, oh, I just said that like carelessly, I was joking.
这样的人就是油嘴滑舌。
People who do that are smooth talkers.
所以千万要小心我们的言行。
So we have to be careful.
好，我们再看哈，再看第十八节。
Verse 18.
如果我们与这样的人有交往的时候会带来一个什么样的结果呢？
So what happens when we interact with people like this?
读一下十八节。
For her house sinks down to death and her paths to the departed.
这里说我们若跟这样的女人交往。
If we hang out with women like this.
或者说与这样的男人交往。
Or even men who are like this.
说她的家陷入死地。
Verse 18 tells us that her house sinks down to death.
然后呢她的路偏向阴间。
And her paths to the departed.
Departed 就是阴间，就是分离了，要分隔了。
Which means separation.
所以这是非常重要的。她讲话好不好听？
Are her words very pleasant?
你听了非常的高兴。
They make you happy.
但是呢，她讲的这一切的话，就好像一个钓鱼的诱饵。
But everything she says is like a lure.
嗯，会把这个诱饵会把你拽到什么地方呢？阴间。
It's like when you go fishing, and the fish takes the bait.She will drag you to hell.
如果是一个鱼吃了这个 bait 这个诱饵的话，然后就上盘子里边红烧了，对吧？
If a fish tries to eat the bait at the end of the fishing rod, next thing you know, the fish is going to be on a plate.
人也一样，人如果陷入了这样的人的这个圈套当中的时候，这样的欺骗当中的时候呢，他会引向死亡。
The same thing happens with people. If you take this bait that is her sweet words, you will be dragged into hell.
但是我们人有个，她说的好听啊，我喜欢。
No, but I really like listening to her. Whatever she says.
你知道那个鱼在吃那个诱饵的时候，她也觉得好像是个大餐一样。
As the fish is biting onto the bait, he's probably thinking, "Wow, it's a great feast."
所以我们人也一样。
Same for us people.
这是一种欺骗。
It's a trap.
而这种欺骗呢，实际上呢，对人来说是最容易接受的。
And it's very easy for us as people to fall into this trap.
因为我们每个人有个罪性。
Because we all have a sinful nature.
我们喜欢别人夸我们。
We like it when other people flatter us.
我们喜欢别人讲我们好听的。
We like hearing nice things about us.
所以我们就很容易落入这样的圈套了。
So we can very easily fall into such a trap.
所以我们要小心与人交往的时候，特别是这里边我们在讲男孩子和女孩子之间的事情。
Especially when considering relations with the opposite sex, we must be careful.
这个死亡的路是一定的，你千万不要觉得说，你不要试一试，对，你不要试一试。
Don't think, oh, I'll just try it out and see how it goes. Don't take the chance because it leads to certain death.
然后我们看下一节经文。
Verse 19.
说，凡到他那里去的，不得转回。
None who go to her come back.
也得不着生命的路。
Nor do they regain the paths of life.
所以前一句话他讲的是什么呢？就是他英文讲的是，就是没有一个人可以回来的。你到这个女人的家里边，你回不来了。
So the first part of the verse, essentially means if you go to this woman, if you go to her house, you will not be able to escape.
这里边说得不到生命的路的意思，就是你走的是死亡的路。
Second part of the verse, nor do they regain the paths of life. Basically, you're on the road to death.
就是死定了。
Certain death, you're doomed.
所以要小心啊。
So be careful.
在这方面事情你千万不要去尝试，当你尝试的时候你会付出很大的代价。
With this sort of issue, you can't just test things out, you can't say you want to just try things out because the consequences are very serious.
我记得上一次我提醒过男孩子女孩子。
Before he reminded, warned, our young people here.
在这件事情上，你如果犯错误，你只有一次机会。
With this thing, you only have one chance, and if you mess it up, you don't get another chance.
如果你犯了这个错误
，If you do commit this act,
你要用你以后的一生的时间。去付这个代价。
You will spend the rest of your life paying the price.
所以我们教会有个利百加团契啊。
Rebecca Fellowship.
所以在教导你这些女孩子如何来避免这些事情发生。
Teach us how to prevent these things from happening.
这并不意味着男孩子你就不需要，男孩子也需要的。
It doesn't mean that, guys, you don't need to be careful. You also need to be careful.
我们还是不是记得？圣经里边记载一个大英雄。
There was a big hero in the Bible.
因为一个妓女。
Because of an adulteress.
最后死得很惨。
He died very, very 惨。
谁 ？Teresa 一直在点头啊，你知
道。He died in a very, very pitiful way.
参孙。
Samson.
参孙呢，是个大英雄。
He was a very strong like hero.
他是以色列这个国家的什么士师
？He was the judge of Israel at the time.
用今天的话说，他是什么？总统。
It would be the equivalent of today's president, prime minister.
他有个特点，他有个秘密。
He had a secret.
他的秘密是什么？
他是
力大无穷，他非常的力大无穷。所以呢，当时的时候，以色列人你知道有总是有一个国家在欺负以色列人。
So, in Judges, there was always some nation who wanted to.Cause Israel grief.
啊哈，最有一个最厉害的国家叫腓力士。
The Philistines.
嗯哼，这些人总在欺负以色列人。
Who are constantly bullying the Israelites.
是，对。那么这个参孙呢，力大无穷。
So Samson, the great man of strength.
每一次呢，都打败这些腓力士人。
Every time he came across the Philistines, he was able to defeat them.
他力量大到一个什么程度呢？
He was so strong.
他拿一个驴的腮骨
that he used the jawbone of a donkey.
他可以打死三千个腓力士人，三千
killed 3,000 Philistines with it.
嗯哼，他很厉害的。所以这些腓力士人呢，就觉得哎呀，打不过他，怎么办
？So the Philistines were like, "Oh, we have no way of defeating him."
于是他们就想个办法。
So they came up with a plot.
他们就想找到了一个妓女。
They found an adulterous woman.
叫大力拉
，called Delilah，
要这个大力拉呢去引诱参孙
，told her to like to seduce Samson，
他想要得到这个秘密
，to find out the secret of his strength，
就是发现说，哎，他为什么这么力大无穷呢？就这个秘密
，How is he so powerful？Why？
所以这个大力拉呢，就是 讲话也是这样的。
So Delilah had very smooth words.
她讲话也很好听的。
Very pleasant.
长得也很漂亮的。
Very beautiful.
然后就去勾引。
And went to like
参孙
tempt Samson.
那参孙一看，哇，太喜欢了。
Oh, but Samson was so moved and loved her.
好了
，etc.
他就把这个妓女呢接到了自己家里边。
So he
生活在一起。
Her home.
这个妓女呢，就开始大力拉呢，就开始每天问他说：“参孙呐、啊、
，And every day Delilah will ask him,
你爱我吗
？”Oh, Samson, do you love me？
参孙说：“我当然爱你了。
”And he'd say, "Oh, of course."
啊，你不爱我
？And then she'd say, "No, but you don't love me."
参孙说：“多爱你呀、啊、
！”Oh, no, but I do love you.
他说：“那你为什么不爱我呢？因为你有秘密，总不告诉我。
”And Delilah would say, "Oh, I know you don't love me because you don't tell me your secret."
然后那个大力拉就。千方百计地用这些花嘴油舌这些话，叫什么玩意儿？
花嘴什么？
不是，油嘴滑舌。The smooth words.
And Delilah would use her smooth words.
最后有一天哈，这个油嘴滑舌的话呢，让这个参孙呢实在是受不了了。
Until one day, Samson was no longer able to resist her smooth words.
然后说，我告诉你吧。
And said, "Okay, I'll tell you."
因为我的头发。
Oh, it's because of my hair.
因为他是拿细尔人
，because he was a Nazarite。
拿细尔人呢，就是把自己归给上帝的人
，someone who is completely devoted。
而且拿细尔人有个特点，他是不能够剪头的。
They're not allowed to cut their hair ever。
所以上帝呢，给他能力呢，那个秘密在哪里呢？就是他的头发绝对不能剪掉。
So the secret of to his strength, which came from God, was that he could not cut his hair。
所以他就跟他说了、哎、因为我这个头发。
So he finally told her, "Oh, it's because of my hair."
所以有一天呢，大力拉就把他哄睡了啊。
And then one day, while he was sleeping,
然后呢，大力拉就把那些非利士人叫来了，把头发给他剪了。
Called over the Philistines and shaved his head.
然后就把他抓起来了。
And they tied him up. They caught him.
把眼睛给他抠出来了。
Gouged out his eyes.
就是让一个大英雄。
Such a big, powerful, strong hero.
所以最后死得很惨。
Died a very pathetic death.
当然了，你说我不是参孙。
Of course, none of us are Samson.
我也不是国王。
And we are not kings.
但是你还是需要结婚的，你的婚姻也是很重要的。
But you're still gonna get married. And marriage is very important.
如果我们在这一方面我们要不小心、不懂得分、没有智慧去分辨的话，我们就会使我们的婚姻受到破坏。
If we don't have wisdom and discernment in this aspect in our lives, then we can we'll damage, destroy our future marriages.
参孙就成为一个极大失败的人。
Samson is an example of failure.
神本来想用他能够成为一个大英雄。
God intended for him to be a big hero.
但是最后成为了一个失败的人。
But in the end, Samson failed.
同样的道理，上帝造人之后
，In the same way, after God created man,
神造完了亚当之后
，After he created Adam,
为亚当做的第一件事情是什么
？The first thing that he did for Adam was
给他造一个配偶。
He created a partner for him.
给他造一个太太。
A wife.
换句话说，给他设立婚姻。
In other words, he instituted marriage.
所以我们就看得出来一件事情，
which,
婚姻对于人来说是非常重要的一件事情。
Which tells us that marriage to humankind is a very important thing.
因为神要在婚姻当中赐福给人。
Because it is through marriage that God gives us certain blessings.
如果我们轻易的来相信这些油嘴滑舌的事情，我们没有智慧。
If we have no wisdom and we easily believe other people's smooth words,
我们的婚姻不但不能够被正确的建立起来
not only will we be unable to establish a good marriage,
我们也得不到神要在婚姻当中所要给我们的祝福
we will also be unable to get these blessings that God intends to give us through marriage.
所以要非常非常的小心，不是每一个对你讲好话的人都是适合做你配偶的。
So we must be very careful because not every person who speaks with very sweet words to you is suitable to become your partner.
好了，那我们怎么办呢
？So what do we do?
我们应该有智慧。记不记得第一句话就讲到了，智慧可以救我们脱离这些外女、这些淫妇。
We need wisdom because the first verse that we looked at was that wisdom can deliver us from the forbidden woman, from these women.
那我们应该怎么办呢？好了，下面二十节到二十二节呢，就告诉我们应该怎么去办。
So verses 20 through 22 tell us what to do.
好了，这里告诉我们，我们如何避免这一切的呢？所以智慧呢，我们有智慧会使我们行善人的道。
Verse 20, so you will walk in the way of the good.
然后呢、守义人的路。
Keep to the paths of the righteous.
义人的路呢就是这个叫 righteous.
Righteous.、
这个义人 righteous 是什么意思呢
What does it mean to be、
Stephanie?
righteous?
就是对的 right.
It means to be in the right.
所以公义呢名词形叫 righteousness. 形容词呢就叫 righteous. 名词叫什么叫 right 就是对所以要我们走对的路那智慧要我们走正的路智慧让我们走正
的路 Wisdom will let us keep to the right path
那从这段经文当中就告诉我们一件事情
From this verse we can see that
油嘴滑舌是不对的
People of smooth words are bad
背弃盟约的是不对的
People who abandon the covenant that they made before God is bad
对婚姻关系不认真的是不对的。
To not take the covenant of marriage seriously is bad.
那反过来走这个正路的智慧告诉我们要走正路。
On the other end is wisdom tells us to walk on the way of the good.
我们要有信用的。
We have to be trustworthy.
我们要信守我们的诺言。
We need to keep our covenants.
是就是是，不是就是不是，不要油嘴滑舌。
Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything other than that comes from the devil.、Is that it?、The verse? Yeah.
如果我们再说，就是从恶者来的。
Anything other than that, it comes from the devil.
所以我们要清楚哈，我们学到了反面的，我们就知道正面的应该如何去做。
So we've learned what not to do, and that also tells us what we should do instead.
好，我们再看下一节。
Verse 21.
好了，这里让我们看到了正确的我们应该如何去做。
So this tells us what is the right way to go about things.
我们要做一个正直人。
We need to be upright.
做一个正直的人怎么样呢？他就可以在这个世界上居住。
For the upright will inhabit the land.
然后又提到了完全人。
And then it talks about integrity.
他可以怎么样在这个世界上活着
？Those with integrity will inhabit the land. Will remain in it.
前面讲到了那些油嘴滑舌的那些不对的那些人怎么样他的家是死亡是坟墓
Earlier on we saw that the home of those who are deceptive and have smooth words is death, the tomb
但是在
the grave
正直人和完全人不是的他可以非常的享受生活在这个世界上。
But for the upright and those with integrity, it's different. They can inhabit the land. They can live in peace.
这是一个对比哈，这是一个对比。
It's an opposition. It's a contrast.
二十二。所以这里告诉我们说，唯有恶人必然剪除。
Verse 22, the wicked will be cut off from the land.
奸诈必然拔出。
And the treacherous will be rooted out of it.
前边讲到了正直人可以和完全人可以在那里安然居住。
The previous verse tells us the upright, those with integrity, can inhabit the land. They can live in it in peace.
但是这些作恶的人呢，要剪除。
But the wicked people will be cut off from it.
剪除 cut off. 要清楚啊。不是简单的把它挪走就好了。
It's not just moving them aside, but cut off.
而且这里说要拔除。
They're uprooted.
所以这里边告诉我们，拔除是连根都拔出的。
Rooted out of it. It means even the roots will be taken out from the land.
你外边你去拔草的时候，你会发现呢，你要轻轻的拔出来，一下拽断了呢，明年它还会长出来。
When you're, you know, pulling out weeds on your lawn, if you don't pull out the root,Next year, the weeds will reappear.
连根拔出来的话，把根拔出来的话，说明它已经死了。
If you pull out the entire root, you can make sure that it's completely dead all the way.
所以呢，这前面就让我们看到了，要去行善人的道，守义人的路是多么的重要。
So verse 20 section tells us that it tells us how important it is to walk in the way of the good, take the path of the righteous.
所以在两性关系的当中，你也必须要正直。
So when it comes to relations with the opposite sex, you must take the path of the righteous.
嗯，所以今天呢，我们看到了作为一个王。
So today we saw that to be king.
他最容易犯的罪是什么呢？就是因为他不缺钱的，他最容易的就是在这方面犯罪。
For kings, it's very easy for them to commit sins in like sexual immorality.
这是关系到他的政权。
Because of his position of power.
那么用在我们今天呢？
For us today.
就关系到我们的家庭。
It's
关系到我们的婚姻。
It's about our families, our marriages.
所以年轻人。
So young people.
当你们长到一定年龄的时候呢、
when you reach a certain age,
你会发现呢，你周围的异性，你会发现他们对你很有吸引力。
You will find that those of the opposite sex around you will have a certain
attraction,
power of attraction.
同样，你对你周围的异性呢，也有这样的吸引力。
In the same way, you'll have an attraction.They'll have an attraction to you.
所以这是很正常的事情哈。
It's a normal thing that happens.
这是非常正常的一件事情。因为神造人的时候呢，他就给人造了配偶。
Because when God created people, he created them to have partners.
因为上帝说亚当独居不好。
Because God said that it was not good for Adam to be alone.
亚当需要一个配偶去帮助他，使他成为好。
That he needed a partner, a helper to make him good.
所以婚姻是神所祝福的。
So marriage is a blessing from God.
我们也和婚姻当中可以得到上帝的祝福。
It is through marriage that we get blessings from God.
但是我们必须小心。
But we must be careful.
否则我们得不到这个祝福。
Otherwise, we won't be able to get these blessings.
神在婚姻当中的祝福是这样子的。
So in a marriage,
一个男人，一个女人。
A man and a woman.
一定是异性的哈。
They must be of opposite sex.
不是男的和男的，女的和女的。
No man plus man or woman plus woman.
那个不叫婚姻。
That's not marriage.
虽然他们法定婚姻，在加拿大你是可以这样定义为婚姻的，但是在上帝的眼里那不是的。
Today the law states that's a marriage, but no, in God's eyes that's not real.
那是同性恋是罪。
That's sin.
好了，一男一女必须是异性的，然后呢，你必须得是同类的。
And you must be of the same kind.
什么叫是同类的呢
？What does that mean？
因为今天有很多的人可以和狗结婚的。
Today some people marry dogs.
和树结婚的。
Or trees. Train station. 有一个女的。
还和车站结婚。
Yeah, there's a woman who married a train station.
记住了哈，他们可不可以做这些事情呢
？Can they do this sort of thing？
可以，但是那不是婚姻。
They can, but it's not marriage.
不是上帝眼中所看重并要祝福的婚姻。
God does not consider it a marriage, and He won't bless it as a marriage.
只是他们自己觉得这是婚姻，实际不是的。
It's just what people think is marriage, but it's not really marriage.
这样如此可以保证一男一女可以生出来的一个圣洁的后代。
This can allow the man and the woman to have offspring.
Holy offspring.
Holy offspring.
说这是一个男人和一个女人在上帝面前所订立的盟约。
It's a blessed covenant that is instituted between a man and a woman before God.
进入到婚姻当中的男孩子、女孩子，你必须无条件的遵守。
When you enter into a marriage, you are saying that you will, without condition, keep this covenant, uphold it.
这样的婚姻是神所祝福的。
That's the kind of marriage that God will bless.
所以，我们来看，婚姻的基础是什么 ？Foundation.
So, what is the foundation of marriage? The basis.
我们今天呢，通常说爱情是婚姻的基础。
Today, we often say that love is the foundation of marriage.
但是我今天告诉你呢，是的，夫妻双方需要彼此相爱的。
It is true that the husband and the wife should love each other.
但是，虽然是需要彼此相爱，但是它不是婚姻的基础。
Even though they need to love each other, love is not the ultimate foundation of marriage.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为爱情是一种感觉。
Because love is a feeling.
跟一个男孩子跟一个女孩子有爱情。
Maybe you're in love with someone.
这个爱情会走的。
It might go away.
别人的爱情会来的。
You might fall in love with someone else.
所以这不是婚姻的基础。
That is not the basis.
婚姻的基础是圣洁。
The basis is holiness.
就是刚才小弟所讲的，一男一女，异性同类，一生到底。
One man and one woman of the same kind, for the rest of their lives.
它具有极大的排他性，就是不允许有第三者出现。
It's an exclusive relationship.
我告诉你，你的孩子也不能够成为第三者。
Oh, your children can't even enter into this relationship.
丈夫和妻子中间不能夹任何的东西。
There should be nothing between a man and a wife. Nothing and no one.
连你的孩子都不可以放在当中的。
You can't even, not even your children can come between you in this marriage.
我们就不要说其他的男人或者其他的女人。
Never mind other men or other women.
圣经甚至于告诉我们说爱情。
The Bible even tells us that love.
如大水一样。你都不能够把它冲没的，爱情非常的坚固的，这个基础是非常坚固的，这个婚姻的基础是非常坚固的。
Foundation of a marriage is very strong.
啊哈，大水都不能够冲坏的。
That even a flood cannot push it over.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
雅各书第八章第六节、第七节。我们有圣经翻到雅各书 Song of Songs
Song of Songs 8 verse 6
求你将我放在心上如印记戴在你臂上如戳记因为爱情如此之坚强记恨如阴间之残忍所发的电光是火焰的电光是耶和华的烈焰爱情重水不能熄灭大水也不能淹没若有人拿家中所有的财宝要换爱情就全被藐视
好什么叫印记什么叫戳记他说我要给你加上印记要加上戳记什么意思
OK Song of Solomon chapter 8 verses 6 to 7 What does it mean to set someone as a seal upon your heart
我女儿前两天送过我一个礼物是一个戳记他送给我一个戳记，一个戳。
I gave him a book plate.
做什么用呢？我买一本书，我就盖个戳。
Something that he stamps in all of his books.
什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
这书是我的。
Belongs to him.
所以，当我们在上帝面前立了这个盟约的时候
，So when you take this oath of marriage before God，
表明彼此之间的互属关系。
It means like a mutual belonging.
丈夫属于妻子，妻子属于丈夫。
The husband belongs to the wife, and the wife belongs to the husband.
他不能再属于任何人。
So they can't belong to anyone else.
这叫印记和戳记。It's mine, 是我的。
That's what it means to. That's what the seal means.
然后什么叫爱情如此之坚强
？For love as is as For love is strong as death.
只有死亡才能够结束婚姻。
It means to till death do us part.
下一句呢？什么？嫉妒如阴间之残忍。什么叫嫉妒如阴间之残忍
？Jealousy is fierce as the grave.
也就是说，如果在这两人中间再出现了第三者的时候
，If a third party appears in this marriage.
这是像阴间一样残忍。
That's as scary as hell.
Yeah, hell.
Yeah, literally hell.
所以这是非常可怕的一件事。所以我们孩子们，婚姻你必须要认真。
So when it comes to marriage, you must take it seriously.
婚姻是神所祝福的。
It's a blessed thing.
你必须要把这个婚姻的基础要做得牢实。
You must build it on a firm foundation.
不要被那些油嘴滑舌的话、一些嘴巴上低蜜的人给骗了。
And not be deceived by people who speak with smooth words, who have honey dripping from their tongue.
婚姻不单单是外表的结合。
Marriage is not only like an outward union.
还是什么内在的联合
？It's also an inner union.
Yeah, 内在的联合。不单单是身体的联合，
Not only is it a physical union,
更是心灵的联合，灵魂的联合。
It's also a spiritual one.
也就是说，如果有第三个出现的时候，
So if a third party appears,
就好像本来是两个人联合在一起的。
It's like as if, okay, originally there were two people connected.
但是其中有一个人和另外一个联合了。
But one person runs off with some other person.
这种情况叫什么呢？叫淫乱。
That's called,
Adultery.
Adultery.
这是神所恨恶的罪。
It's a sin hated by God.
这是极其恨恶的罪。
Like, particularly hated by God.
好，我们看一节经文哈。这是在哥林多前书当中。
First Corinthians
所说的
6:18
Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin as a person commits is outside the body, but a sexual immoral person sins against his own body.
你们要逃避淫行，人所犯的无论什么罪，都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。
看到了，这讲的是非常重要的一件事情。这节经文讲的非常重要的。
Chapter 6, verse 18, it's a very important topic in this verse.
我们所有的罪呢，都是在我们身体以外犯的。
All the sins that we commit are outside of our bodies.
比如说我撒谎。
For example, lying.
比如说我骂人。
Insulting someone.
或者我偷东西。
Stealing.
这都是发生在我们身体之外的。
Stuff that we do outside of our bodies.
唯有淫乱。
But sexual immorality
是发生在我们自己身上的。
Is a sin against our own body. It happens on our own bodies.
是直接得罪自己的身子。
We're sinning against ourselves.
好了，那为什么这个非常重要呢？
So why is this particularly important?
Teresa, 给我们大声读一遍。
Verse 19.
Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, you are not your own?
上帝造人的时候，给人一个灵。
When God created man, He gave him a spirit.
我们也称它为灵魂，灵魂。
Like a soul.
Yeah. 所以也就是说，神是住在我们里边的。
And God lives within us.
当我们得罪我们自己的身体的时候
，When we sin against our own body,
我们用我们的身体去犯罪的时候
，We're using our own bodies to sin.
我们就玷污了上帝。
We have.Contaminated the temple of God.
Of 我们，你说这是指基督徒的
？You could say that. Oh, this is only relevant to Christians.
同样，我可以告诉你，不是基督徒的。
The same applies to non-Christians.
上帝造人的时候，他给了他荣耀的形象给我们。
When God created man, He gave us His image.
所以，当我们在我们的身子上得罪他的时候
，So when we offend Him, when we sin against Him, with our own bodies.
我们这也是在得罪上帝。
It's also sin against God.
所以这是非常非常重要的一件事。所以上帝极其恨恶淫乱的罪。
So it's a very very serious problem, and God hates sins of sexual immorality.
所以你们在预备进入婚姻的时候，或者说预备交男女朋友的时候
，So as you're getting ready to get married or to date.
你一定不要注重外表。
You must not make judgments based on outward appearances.
你要注重这个人内心的内在的品格。
You need to examine this person's character.
因为外在的一切的条件都会变的。
Because everything that is outward will change.
你比如说
，For example，
我十八岁的时候挺帅的。
You might be good looking at 18.
今年52岁，你看就很丑。
And then you might be ugly when you're 52.
如果我太太喜欢我十八岁的时候，她早就跟我离婚了。
If your wife only married you because she thought you were good looking when you were 18, then she would have already divorced you.
如果我们说我们喜欢有钱的
，If you say you'd like to marry a rich person，
他可能有一天就没钱了。
Maybe one day he'll be poor.
但是一个人内在的品格是不会变的。
But a person's inner character does not change.
比如他善良。
A person's goodness,
有智慧
a person's wisdom,
温柔
gentleness,
有责任
sense of responsibility,
这些它是不会变的
these things won't change,
这些是更重要的
these are more important,
所以男孩子女孩子在你们预备进入婚姻之前
so boys and girls, before entering into marriage, before
或者说你现在就开始哪怕像Daniel这么小
even if you're very young,
你要建立你内在的品格。
You need to work on your inner character.
不要每天把头型弄得那样的。
And don't just worry about like your hair because that's useless.
你有一天会像我一样，头发都没了。
One day all your hair will fall out.
你要注重的是你内在的品格。
When you need to care about your character.
而男孩子，你要注重女孩子内在的品格。
And boys, you need to worry about the character of a girl.
女孩子要注重男孩子内在的品格。
And girls, you need to worry about the character of the boy.
这样我们才能够，我们的眼睛才能够找到那真正有智慧的人。
That's how we can see, the truly wise people.
好了，女孩子，你们找男朋友
，girls
找什么样的男朋友？
When you're looking for a boyfriend,
取决你内在的品格是怎么样的呢？
The way that you seek this guy out depends on your own character.
如果我内在的品格就这么高，
If I have a like this type of character,
那我们所能看到的也这么高，最高就这么高，我们看不到更好的。
I might have like a limited perspective. I will not be able to see what is higher.
男孩子也是一样。
Same thing with guys.
如果我们的眼睛是愚昧的，我们里边是愚昧的。
If we're foolish, on the inside and our eyes are very foolish.
放心，你找不到智慧的配偶，你肯定找不到智慧的配偶。
You will not be able to find a wise partner.
因为愚昧人喜欢的就是愚昧人。
Because foolish people like foolish people.
只有智慧人才能够喜欢智慧人。
Only a wise person would like a wise person.
所以你必须要自己首先是一个智慧人。
So first, you need to worry about becoming a wise person yourself.
否则智慧人跟你边上走过去你都看不见的。
Otherwise, a wise person will walk by you, you won't even notice.
所以婚姻非常的重要。
Marriage is very important.
圣洁非常的重要。
Holiness is important.
这是婚姻的基础。
Because it is the basis, the foundation of marriage.
我们再看最后一节经文。我们看的是箴言书。
Proverbs.
我们看箴言书的才德的妇人。
Proverbs 31.
所以我们看到了一个好的妇人，一个好的太太，一个好的女朋友是怎么样子的哈。这里边讲了一句话是非常重要的，我们以前的时候是讲过的。我们读十节到第十二节。
Chapter 31, verses 10 to 12.
好。
孩子的妇人谁能得到呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。她丈夫心里倚靠她，既不缺少利益，她一生使丈夫有益无损。
An excellent wife who can find. She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of pain.
好了，首先说这个才德的妇人是非常少见的，有智慧的妇人非常少见。
So the excellent wife, the very wise wife, is very rare.
比珍珠都难找。
Even harder to find than jewels.
她能够成为她丈夫的真正的一个帮手。
She can become a true helper to her husband.
好了，第十二节说，她一生使丈夫有益无损。
Verse 12, she does him good and not harm.All the days of her life.
这是讲她一生哈。
All the days of her life.
不是指她结婚之后对她丈夫才有益无损的。
Not from the moment she gets married.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是当你不管你今年几岁，哪怕像娜娜这么小的年纪。
It means that no matter how young you are, if you're like 5 years old.
或者像 Jenna 这么小的年纪。
Or 6 years old.
她都不做有损于她未来丈夫的事情。
That you do not do anything. That could shame your future spouse.
我们今年年轻人很容易有这样的误解的，就是我没结婚之前我可以随便的。
A lot of young people think today incorrectly that, oh, I'm not married, I can do whatever I want.
结婚之后我就可以和一个丈夫或者和一个妻子。
And then after I get married, I'll tidy up my act.
这是错的。
That's wrong.
所以下一句话你们要记清楚的。
So remember.
性关系。只限于婚姻当中。
Only have sex in marriage.
婚姻之外的性关系都是淫乱。
Anything outside of marriage is immorality.
都是神所恨恶的。
That God hates.
都是神所要审判的。
That will be condemned by God.
因为淫乱的罪是在我们的身上得罪上帝。
Because with sexual immorality, we are sinning against God. with our own bodies and on our own bodies.
所以女孩子，你们要预备你们自己，成为未来丈夫的妻子。
So girls, you need to prepare yourselves to become our future wife.
男孩子，你们也一样。
Boys as well.
你们也预备好你自己要成为一个女孩子的丈夫。
You need to prepare to become the husband of your future wife.
当你不明白她是不是你的未来的妻子或者未来丈夫的时候
，When you are confused, you don't know if a certain person is, if you should marry them.
我告诉你，你都不要碰她。
Don't touch them.
No body touch.
Oh man, no physical contact.
因为当你去 body touch 时，就是为你对你未来的丈夫和未来的妻子的不尊重。
Because that is dishonoring your future spouse.
Seriously.
Seriously.
我不骗你的。
Not lying.
我给你举个简单的例子哈。
Just an example.
比如说，有个女孩子。
There's a girl.
她要结婚了。
Who wants to get married?
她的朋友了，是欣欣的朋友。
Let's say.She's Grace's friend.
他跟我来说，他说，爸爸，某某某要结婚了。
Tell him, oh, this person's gonna get married.
我说，哦，他这个丈夫结婚的对象是不是叫 Peter?
Okay, let's say her name's Matilda. Matilda's getting married. And my dad will ask me, oh, she's getting married to Peter, right?
Grace 说 no.
I'll say, no, it's not Peter.
我说，啊，是那个 Paul.
My dad will say, oh, is it Paul then?
No.
No.
我是那个 Andrew 吗
？Is it Andrew？
不是。
No.
是谁呢
？Who is it then？
是 someone。
Some other guy， Matthew。
我讲这句话什么意思呢？我为什么说 Paul？ 为什么说 Peter？ 为什么说 Andrew？
So what's the point of you know all these names？ Paul， Peter、。
因为我知道这个女孩曾经和这些人谈过男朋友。
Because I know she's had multiple boyfriends。
好了。这个女孩子有一天她要面对她的丈夫。
One day Matilda will face her husband.
她要给她丈夫一个解释。
And will have to account for all of this.
谁是 Peter? 谁是 Paul? 谁是 Andrew?
Explain who was Peter, Paul, who was Andrew.
See?
Yeah.
千万不要把自己落到这样的麻烦当中。
So don't cause...
关系就是清清楚楚的。在你没有决定和她结婚之前不要成为男朋友女朋友。
Don't cause this sort of...complication for yourself.
否则你的婚姻当中以后会遇到麻烦的。
If you don't know that you're going to marry this person, then don't have very ambiguous relationships. Otherwise, it'll cause a lot of problems in your marriage.
要清清楚楚的。
Everything needs to be clear.
如果我们轻易的在男孩子女孩之间，我们就 body touch， 就是摸来摸去的。这是对你未来婚姻的不尊重，对你未来的丈夫和妻子的不尊重。
Because it dishonors your future spouse and your future marriage.
而更重要的是，你不尊重你自己。
And you're dishonoring yourself.
所以一定要小心，年轻人。
So be careful.
你可能觉得说，是你讲的太严了。
You might think, oh, you're being too strict on this.
但是这里告诉我们，真理就是这样子的。
But that's how the truth is.
我们只有这样做，我们才能够怎么样？我们才能够。好好的在这个世界上来存留。
To be upright, it's very strict. That's how we need to do things if we want to inhabit the land.
我们才能在这地上居住。
And remain in it.
否则我们会怎么样呢？我们就会下到阴间，落到死亡当中。
Otherwise, we will land in hell.
我不骗你的。
It's no joke.
所以年轻人，这个王啊，这个爸爸呀，这样教导他的儿子。
So we see this king teaching his son.
不单单他可以保住他这个国家这个王位。
Not only how to maintain control over his kingdom.
更是使他这个儿子不至于犯罪得罪上帝而灭亡。
But more importantly, how not to sin against God and perish in hell.
所以孩子们，你们要培养你自己的品格。
So you need to work on your character.
在智慧当中，他必保护你。他一定会保护你。
Because wisdom will protect you.
我们今天讲的是什么呢？这个主题叫什么？叫脱离肉体的情欲的败坏。
So our theme is to keep away from the corruption of your flesh, of your body.
所以你们年轻人呢
？Young people.
在这个年纪当中是非常容易犯这方面错误的。
In this day and age, it's very, very easy to fall into this type of sin.
所以你们要做一个智慧的人。
So you must be wise.
犯这个错误会毁掉你的一生。
To make such a mistake will have consequences for the rest of your life. Negative consequences.
Yeah, 你说，哎，我成为基督徒了，我重生得救了。
You could say, oh, I'm a Christian, I've been born again.
但是那个羞耻将伴随你一生。
But the shame, the consequences still follow you for the rest of your life.
除非你说 I don't care.
Unless you really don't care.
但是一个真正认识上帝的人，一个真正认识罪的人，他不会不介意。
But a person who truly knows God, a person who really knows the seriousness of sin, will take it seriously.
所以孩子们，用神的话保护你们自己。
So you need to arm yourselves with the Word of God.
你说我周围的同学都是这样子的。
You might say, well, my friends, my classmates, they're all doing this or that.
但是你不要。
But you can't.
为什么
？Why?
因为你认识智慧。
Because you know what wisdom is.
所以孩子们，我们要清醒。
So we need to be very prudent.
因为非常重要。
Because this is a very important question.
我们看到这个爸爸教导儿子有智慧的时候，第一件事教导就要他要脱离这样肉体情欲的败坏。
We're at the beginning of Proverbs. The first thing that the father thinks of when teaching his son is to avoid the sins of the flesh.
Flesh sin. 所以希望我们孩子们，你们真的不要，真的不要，这个事情太大了。
This is a huge, huge problem. Issue.
好，我们今天就讲到这儿。
And that's